Governor Bill Walker had named a dozen Alaskans to weigh in on potential road building in Tongass National Forest. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, none of the appointees work in Southeast Alaska's fastest growing sector.
The U.S. Forest Service announced this summer it was taking steps to allow road building in Tongass National Forest. Logging interests say new roads are critical for keeping the timber industry alive. One of the appointees is Eric Nichols. He's a partner with Alcan Forest Products, which mainly sells raw timber to overseas markets. He applauds the Forest Service's efforts in working towards a plan
that relaxes some of the road lists that allows Southeast to have economic viable communities, especially in these rural communities, and that, you know, that we don't see a lot of litigation afterwards from the environmental conservation groups here.
But conservationists and some tour operators want the Tongass to stay intact.
Roadless areas protect the core of the visitor experience here to Southeast Alaska, and we're talking about Skagway, Ketchikan.
Dan Kirkwood is general manager of Pat Creek Bear Tours. He'd applied to be on the panel, but didn't make the cut.
We need to protect scenery, fish, wildlife, you know, the things that are bringing a million people, more than a million people, to Southeast Alaska every year.
Another roadless advocate that applied was Austin Williams with Trout Unlimited. He didn't make it on the panel either.
The committee seems to be heavily focused on resource extraction.
When he reads down the list of names, he sees logging, commercial fishing, and mining.
Certainly there are some good individuals on the committee, and I'm glad to see that. But it's alarming to see that there isn't anyone specifically advocating for sport fishing or hunting or outfitters and guides. And, you know, those are some of the most lucrative and important uses of the forest currently, and you know, really need a voice in this process.
The only appointee tied to tourism is Brian Holst of the Juneau Economic Development Council. The governor's press release describes JEDC representing tourism and other commercial interests on the committee. Holst declined to comment. Conservationists will be represented by Sitka Conservation Society and the Nature Conservancy.
You can always find somebody that thinks that they were left out or there's a balance is one way, too much or the other.
Michael Kampnich works for the Nature Conservancy on Prince of Wales Island. He said on the whole, he's pleased with the composition, given the state's tight time frame. But he also noticed the lack of sport fishing or hunting guides.
I also hope that there are some things in there I could, you know, help advocate for.
Governor's office spokesman Austin Baird said interest on serving on the panel was high.
When you had 37 applicants and you had to narrow the field to 12 appointees, there were definitely tough decisions that needed to be made.
Native corporations will be represented by a Sea Alaska executive. There's also a representative from the Yakutat Tlingit tribe. The Alaska Roadless Rural Citizen Advisory Committee, that's its full name, will get to work immediately. It's scheduled to begin a two-day meeting in Juneau on Tuesday. The committee will advise the state of Alaska. The recommendation will go toward a state-specific roadless rule, which could relax road building and logging restrictions in the Tongass. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.